What does an Air Force veteran and a Navy veteran, one a former professional WCW wrestler and the other a 20-year business owner, have in common? They're a dynamic real estate duo. Now, here's your next episode of the Bortz Real Estate Team Podcast.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Bortz Real Estate Team Podcast. I'm Anne-Marie Bortz.
And I'm Chuck Bortz.
And together we make up the Bortz Team. We're with Coral Shores Realty, and we service the Dunellen, Ocala, and surrounding areas, including Morriston, Inglis, Yankeetown, and Crystal River, Citrus Springs. And today we have a new member of the Bortz Team.
And let me just tell you, she's been soaring. This is Sky.
Hey, hi, Sky. Those of you who may have noticed, this is also the first time that we are videoing the podcast. So you will be able to watch it on our social media accounts. But mostly, if you want to see the entire thing, you're going to have to go to our YouTube channel, and you can find all that information as well as the show notes for this episode on our website.
BortzRealEstateTeam.com. Okay. Wasn't ready for that.
Okay. And of course, you can look for the Bortz Team, as I said, on Facebook and our Instagram account. So without further ado, let's get started today. The show today is going to be an update on the market, as well as a topic that is becoming something that we're seeing more and more in the real estate business here, as well as other areas of the country. And that is the flat fee MLS services. And we're going to explain the differences to you and what that means to you as a homeowner looking to possibly put your home on the market and what the pros and cons are of each. Okay?
There you go.
All right. So let's start with the local market.
How's it doing?
Well, right now, inventory is low. Typically, 6 month supply of inventory is what we'd call normal and average for the area. We're looking at about a 4 month supply of homes. And even worse than that, well, depending if you're a seller or buyer, if you're a buyer and you're under 200,000, it's becoming very tough to find something.
Right.
Yeah.
Where just 6 months ago, you could be picky as you wanted to be.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. And back in 2016, you could have gotten a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home, about 1,600 square feet with a pool in the Rainbow Springs Country Club in Dunellen for about $140,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, $140,000, $150,000. Those days are long gone, folks. So that's what we want you to know. So let's get to our topic today. What is a flat fee MLS service? A flat fee MLS service is like a tongue twister. Is typically offered to sellers. It gives them the ability to list their home and be on the MLS, which is the multiple listing service that real estate agents like ourselves and others around the country use to list their properties and share them with other agents that belong to their local MLS. Here in this area, we have the MLS system in Citrus County, as well as in Ocala.
Right.
And what are the benefits, babe?
Well, the benefits of getting on the MLS is to a homeowner is huge, in the fact that they are now going to be seen by every realtor looking for a home for a customer, as well as the MLS system ports out to Realtor.com, Zillow, and you know, lots and lots of other ones. So
right. So you get the benefit.
It's a big, big advantage.
Right. You get the benefit of the MLS and also being syndicated to other portals, whether it's their brokerage pages or, as Chuck said, Realtor.com, Zillow, and others. So that is one of the benefits that you would get also as a flat fee MLS. And you also get that with a full service brokerage, which is what we do. Now, the only way, though, to get on Realtor.com is through the MLS. You can get on Zillow as right. a for sale by owner, etc. But, of course, you do want to be on Realtor.com because it is one of the most visited real estate websites in the world. So that's why people want to be on the MLS. But why would a homeowner want to use a flat fee service? What are the pros and the cons?
The most obvious, first of the two pros, is the type of listing for a seller. Is you get more exposure online, like we were talking about. You're now on the MLS system, you're out to all these different websites. But another reason is they're saving money.
Okay.
So a typical listing, let's say traditional, you would pay a brokerage 6%, and they would co-broke 3. So the homeowner now pays a flat fee to get on the MLS, so whatever that number is, several hundred dollars. And then they still co-broke the 3% or less or more. And so they, in theory, they're saving 3%.
And that's in theory. So like Chuck said, you get to be on the MLS. The buyer's agent sees your offer of compensation because remember, we get paid by sellers, not by buyers. Buyers use brokerage services for free. So you're offering that compensation as you would with a normal full service brokerage, but you're not getting the benefits of the listing agent. And as Chuck said, the second pro, or as it would seem, which we'll discuss with you later why it's really not, is that you're saving on the listing end, which is typically 3%, but that varies depending on your agreement with your individual real estate agent and brokerage. But that's where the potential pros of a flat fee MLS will end. This type of listing, in my opinion, is better suited for certain type of properties than others, and I'm going to get into that with you guys a little bit later. But let's look at some of the cons, since Chuck looked at a couple of the pros. There are obviously more cons to this type of listing than there is pros. The first thing you need to know is that a flat fee MLS service is something that we also call an entry-only listing. So it's kind of like buying an ad. You're paying to be entered into the MLS, but the agent is not performing any other tasks for you that a typical realtor with a full service brokerage would do. And also, many of these type of listings do not even get you a real estate sign in the front of your home. And that could be important for people who are trying to find your home, okay?
Now, another thing is the homeowner will have to take care of all the details, including staging the home, attracting buyers, qualifying buyers, scheduling appointments, yielding all the phone calls, taking an offer, negotiating price, coordinating inspections, just you see the plethora of
financing, title work. You got to keep track of everything on your own. That's a lot.
It is.
You know, and a lot of times people don't understand what we as real estate agents do behind the scenes. They just think we sit around and miraculously their houses sell. But there is a lot that is actually put into being a realtor servicing a property that we take a listing for. So now you, the homeowner, will also have to figure out what your home is worth and hope that you price it correctly. And I say hope because a lot of for sale by owners get this very wrong. In fact, some listing agents do as well, but we'll get to that in a minute. Another thing you have to do is you have to take your own photos for the MLS as well. And not everyone is good at that. And the type of photos you take and the way you take the photos can make or break a buyer's interest in your property. So don't get us wrong. There are many agents out there who don't invest anything into their business, including a real camera. You know, if you go on the MLS
nice
every day,
lenses, yeah.
We'd be lying if we didn't say that. There are a fair number of listings locally on the MLS that other agents have taken, and their photos are subpar, to say the least.
And Anne-Marie, I'd have to say this is one of the main reasons people think, well, why wouldn't I just use a flat fee? Because the agent came in with his cell phone, took 10 pictures, threw it on the MLS, and I haven't heard from him since.
Right.
Right?
But remember,
I can do that.
Right. But remember, we also did a pass. That's right. You tell him, Sky. We also did a pass podcast last year in which we discussed how to choose a real estate agent.
Mm-hmm.
So if you haven't heard that one, I suggest that you listen to it because it's really full of great information. Now, when choosing the right real estate agent, as we just said, comes into the picture, it's like Chuck says, a lot goes into that because not all realtors are created equal. Not all of them are going to give you what you want, and it's a good podcast.
It's a lot of part-timers. There's a lot involved.
Yeah, you need to really listen to that podcast. And again, you can go to BoitsRealEstateTeam.com and take advantage of that. Now, we get back to the photo issue. We've seen agents and for sale by owner photos. And if you go on Zillow yourself or Realtor.com or any of these other websites for real estate, you're going to see some really awful photos. Yeah, we've seen photos with messy tables, unmade beds, clutter, dishes in the sink, and much more. And of course, Chuck knows my personal pet peeve when I'm looking at listing photos is that they're not taken with any depth of the room. So instead of them showing what would be the bedroom or the kitchen, we're only seeing the bed in the room or the dishes in the sink instead of the kitchen. So unless you're having a yard sale, this is not good for selling your home.
And my favorite is you can't see the picture at all because it's blurry.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You know, so there's that as well. And then what's one of the other problems? That
marketing. So the next thing is the marketing. So you don't get any marketing with a flat fee MLS listing service. Simply putting your property on the MLS, Realtor.com, Zillow, and all these kind of sites does not in itself guarantee that you're going to sell the home. Anyone listing who has ever listed their home and had an expired home listing understands this, and we see them every day on the MLS.
Right. Listings. Right. For those of you who don't know what an expired listing is, it is when a property that was listed did not sell during the listing period they had with that agent and brokerage while it was on the MLS. And as Chuck said, there are plenty of these every day on our local MLS system. So a lot of reasons go into why a property may not have sold, and you know, a lot of it, mainly the most part, is usually pricing, but there's a lot more, like the quality of the photos and zero marketing. And as we just said, those are two things that you're not going to get from a flat fee MLS. There's actually a real valuation process in getting your home priced right. Just because your neighbor sold their home for X amount doesn't mean that your home is worth the same. And just because you upgraded your home and spent $40,000 on that new kitchen doesn't mean that you get to add that $40,000 back onto your list price. That's not how it works. So earlier in this podcast, I mentioned that there are certain types of homes where a flat fee might work.
And what are those? What do you think?
Well, I think if a property that's a fixer-upper maybe, or subpar below the average sale price in your area, say below $150,000 here or so, $140,000, it may work for you. I say may because you still have the other factors involved with selling a home besides, you know, just the pricing being so low.
Well, let me ask you this. What if you have a home on the Rainbow River or a home, you know, worth over $500,000?
Well, I would not think that a flat fee MLS would work for you. You know, you're trying to seduce a buyer basically and capture a qualified buyer with really good photos and marketing, not with cell phone pictures. You're not looking at a bargain hunter typically when you're in that type of a price point.
And against stiff competition.
Exactly. So many times the pictures that you get, because you're taking them yourself, remember, when you're looking at a flat fee MLS, they're gonna be too dark, as Chuck said, too blurry. It's an unflattering angle. You can make a beautiful room look like total crap with the wrong photos and lighting. Mm-hmm. So I think these types of homes definitely need real marketing and would benefit more from a full-time brokerage.
Well, as most of you know, and if you don't know, then please check out our website again at BortsRealEstateTeam.com. Mm-hmm. We do full video marketing with narration, aerial flights, not just still photos. And then we put all this together and we create a story with carefully chosen music, mm-hmm, and narration that captures that emotion that Anne-Marie was talking about, to capture a buyer and to bring them into your door.
Right, and if you haven't had a chance to see what we do, we're the only ones in the area that do it, you need to go over to our website, BortsRealEstateTeam.com, and see what we're talking about. You know, it's been proven that buyers buy first on emotions. So we have to create that story like we were just talking about to appeal, and it's words can't do it justice. You gotta see it, you gotta go see it. So please go to our website and look under our sold listing tabs, that's S-O-L-D, and you'll see some examples of what we do for our customers, and it's just gonna blow you away. So buyers of a particular price point are savvy buyers, and they're not gonna waste their time even considering your home if the marketing doesn't intrigue them enough to pique their interest. They'll just, you know, click in today's world right on to the next listing, yep, on Zillow or wherever they're looking. So how about if you live in an area like Inglis or Yankeetown or Morristown? Do you?
Well, those areas we call, they're not what we call destination areas, like in Orlando or Ocala or even Tampa. You know, owners of homes in these areas have to really market their homes to get buyers who had never even heard of that town, you know, to consider it.
Right. Because these are rural areas and they're beautiful and some people would like them, but if you're not going to introduce them to it properly, they're just going to pass on by. Okay, remember, most of the buyers in our area here of Dunellen and Ocala and the surrounding cities are not from this area. So right, they're going to have to travel, right, to come look at your home. And the marketing has to convince them that it's worth spending their money on an airline ticket, hotel, mm-hmm, tickets, gas, whatever it may be to get here.
They're going to have their ones they want to look at already ready.
Exactly. So you want to be in that one, yep, and you're not going to be there with subpar marketing. And again, you do not get any marketing from a flat fee MLS service. So along with the pictures, this is something that, because I'm a wordsmith, You have to have compelling copy. That's description about the home and the property that will turn your house mentally into a house of the buyer's dream. You have to create a vision for the buyer. And let me give you some examples of what we mean. Let's say that you updated your kitchen with that 40,000 kitchen.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about. And you have the newest appliances, style trends, and the like in the property.
And I'll tell you what it sounds like. It's an updated kitchen with stainless steel appliance and granite countertops.
Yes, that's typical of what you'll see. And most people were right. Okay. You know, it's just normal. But does it make me go, wow, you know, I got to go see this place? No. But we here at the Ports team, we create an image beyond that. As I said, we tell a story. So we would come up with something like a beautifully appointed contemporary kitchen with sleek cabinetry, dock granite countertops, streamlined stainless steel appliances, perfect for the frequent entertainer. See?
Wow.
It makes me want to buy it, and it doesn't even exist.
No, but you see the difference. Yeah. It is really a difference.
So you have to be, you know, I'm going to ask you, listeners, which description do you think would make the buyers want to read more about your home? Because the longer they stay and read the listing about it, the more inclined they are to begin to feel a connection with the home. And that's what you want. You want them to stay on your listing and start to feel like, wow, you know, this might be the home for me.
Yep.
Right. So again, you will not get that from a flat fee MLS listing.
Yeah, Marie. How many times have we seen a less nicer house sell because of great pictures and marketing over a better house that was in the same neighborhood?
And we've gone to homes that have expired on the MLS, as we said, homes that didn't sell the first listing or second, whatever, with these other agents that they've chosen. And we go in and we've sold them. And when we got to the house, we were blown away because we were expecting this terrible house because of the photos we saw on the MLS. And we get there and go, oh my gosh, this house is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Right. We just had one of those in Ocala where the property was on the market for 2 years, three different agents before we sold it in 59 days.
Yeah.
Cash.
Beautiful home.
Yeah.
The golf course.
And we put together a phenomenal marketing for that as well. And it worked wonders, as you can see. And again, go to our website if you have never seen one of our marketing videos.
And, you know, since you're talking about that place in Ocala, another thing that you will not get is from the points you, let's say you do get a contract, you get your flat fee service and you get somebody to offer you and you accept it. There is so many things that can happen between contract and closing.
Right.
And you have no navigation. Remember that home in Ocala?
Yeah.
What was on the roof?
Oh, yeah. That solar panel. We're not going to get into that.
It took some navigation to really get through this. And I'll tell you, Anne-Marie's experience in that really made that deal close.
Right. So
but it's too deep to get into.
Yeah, it is. Maybe we'll do a podcast on that one day. And let's talk about some, what if you had a home that was on the beautiful Rainbow River here and you had this really great master bedroom that you could see right on the river? And, you know, if you've never been to Rainbow River, you have no idea how gorgeous this view is.
It really is.
And instead of creating something, you just write oversized master bedroom in your description, your copy. It's not enough. It's not creating that image. So you, on a flat fee MLS system, are expected to come up, as I said, with the copy. And that's probably what most people would write. So we, in turn, would do something like an expansive master bedroom suite or a spacious suite and bedrooms with generous and luxury en suite with space to retreat, reflect, and rejuvenate. The point of all this is pictures alone don't sell homes. You need to turn a feature of the home, like a pool or this large, you know, bedroom, into selling the benefits of that feature. And again, unless you have expertise in this or are a good writer, you're going to have to come up with this on your own. And what you write can make or break someone being interested in that property.
All these things add up.
And what's another issue?
Another issue would be the price.
The biggest.
I think for most for sale by owners, their biggest issue is always price. Now, you got to remember, we all have an emotional attachment to our home. So our home is always better than the neighbors. It's always worth more than the neighbors.
Yeah.
And everything that I put into it, I want to get back out of it.
Right.
So they tend to overprice the home.
Right.
And you get passed by real quick because today's buyer is educated.
Right.
Like,
and
they've
it's
got
rare.
All these resources.
Right. And it's rare in my almost 2 decades in this business that I've seen a for sale by owner underpriced. You know,
yeah.
But it has happened a couple of times, but it is very rare. They're typically overpriced. And a flat fee real estate company and listing does not help you with your list price. You have to come up with that on your own as a seller. And, you know, it's going to make or break you, because the problem is that when you overprice a home, it will hurt your chances of selling just as badly as a poor photo or descriptions will. Because when you first hit the market, you're the new kid on the block. So that's when you have to create the most excitement about your home. And no matter how gorgeous this home is, when people look at it and go, oh, I know that, Harry, or, you know, there's no way the house is worth it, they just pass on by.
Yep.
So you've missed your chance to really capture that perfect buyer quickly, because the longer you sit on the market, the harder it becomes to get a buyer, because it becomes what we call a stale listing. And that's a whole nother topic for another day.
Yep.
But you want to go out, hit the ground running, and capture that buyer as quickly as possible. And the problem of overpricing a home is probably the biggest reason, whether you're listed or for sale by owner, with selling a home. Any internet search, like Chuck mentioned, will give buyers an idea of what the area is selling for. So even though no two homes are alike in value, like I said, it gives you an idea, and that goes for you too, seller, just because, as Chuck said, you know, when someone sells their home for this, and you don't get automatically assume your house is worth the same or more. And because you made an upgrade, you can't just mathematically add the cost of that upgrade back in and think that that's how you do it, because it is not. There's a true method to valuation of a home to get the list price right the first time. Okay? Now, when you use a full service brokerage, which is what we are, you get a very detailed valuation report that shows you why the home should be priced at our suggested price. We go into great detail about how we adjust for square footage, upgrades, you know, your new roof, let's say your metal roof versus shingles. There's everything is worth something at the time you put it on, right? Versus depreciation, etc. So there is a real method for any agent worth their weight in gold in this business, instead of just pulling a number out of the sky. And so, you know, you want to keep in mind that that's something you also should be getting, I should say, from a full service brokerage. Now,
what happens when you finally get an offer?
Celebrate.
Yeah. Well, many times you're left on your own to negotiate that.
Right, in a flat fee, correct.
Yeah.
Right. And what's the problem with that?
Well, most deals, this is where they fall apart.
Yeah, during the negotiation.
Right, during the negotiations in the beginning. So
right.
It's essential that when you get an interested buyer, you know what you're doing.
Yeah. That's tough too when you don't, especially if it's the first time you're selling a home.
Well, it's been proven that negotiating the sale of one's own home is difficult because of what I had mentioned earlier, that emotional attachment.
Right.
So, what do you think, Ann?
Yeah, it's hard to see something you think is a great feature upgrade as meaningless in the eyes of a potential buyer, because it meant so much to you.
Right.
You know, you lived in the home, you have your memories and your experiences there, and you love this home. You spent $40,000 on that new country kitchen that you thought was all the rage, and you enjoyed it, and it probably is beautiful. Or that whole new whole home carpeting you put in, you know, but the problem is the next buyer may be allergic to carpeting. You know, they want wood flooring, or they hate country kitchens. They want sleek and modern. You know, they just like the location of your home or the area, maybe because of schools, but all these other features you put in really mean nothing to them. So that's where negotiations will begin to fall apart, if you begin to take something like that personally.
Yeah, that's the emotional attachment. Yeah,
right.
So you get upset, and it breaks down negotiations.
Right.
And that's where having a full service brokerage,
mm-hmm.
we come in between and separate their emotions, and we get down to business, not emotions.
Exactly. So, you know, that's hard to negotiate, like Chuck said, and I just said as well, something like that without losing the buyer, because they can always go find another home. You know, you don't know when that next buyer is going to come along. Just because you get your first buyer, you know, quickly out of the gate, it might be months before you see the next buyer, if at all. And you might end up being expired listing. And then you look back, as they say, hindsight is 20/20, and go, I would have, could have, should have, would have, but it's too late. That buyer's gone.
Yeah. Can we call him back?
So again, you're on your own in a flat fee service MLS. And if you get it wrong, you may have lost your one and only chance to secure a buyer for your home. So at the end of the day, the bottom line is we all have choices to sell our home, whether for sale by owner or for sale by owner using the flat fee MLS or a full service brokerage.
Yep.
All right. But What
many,
do you have to say?
Many sell each service
a la carte.
A la carte, mm-hmm. You know, so you pay as you go. So you can still start to add up those numbers that you thought you were saving. So what appears to seem like you're saving money many times does not.
Right.
Listed homes typically sell for much more than a for sale by owner listing. Mm-hmm. And for sale by owner homes are typically sit on the market much longer than a full service brokerage listing.
Right.
So you got to think about that.
Right. And one thing that we always tell people is each month you hold on to this property that you're selling, it's actually costing you money. So you think you're saving a 3% on the other end by not having the listed broker, but you're not. Because if you have a mortgage, you still have to pay that next month or the next 6 to 12 months of mortgage payments while you wait for a buyer. You got to pay the utilities, your insurance, your taxes, you know, maintenance, lawn, whatever it may be, the roof, you know. So if you add that up monthly, most of the time you'll see that you're actually losing money. And then the worst part is when the house you're looking to buy, that area you're moving up, typically not down in life, you're pricing yourself out because you're sitting here waiting and trying to save $5,000, whatever, but that house over there just went up $10,000.
Right.
And we recently had.
Had it several times.
Right. Well, yeah.
And some of them heated it. Some people didn't really believe us or didn't want to or just wanted the extra $20,000 on this side.
Right.
And they even admitted to us. We would have listened to you.
Right, because then the properties they were looking at, they waited another 6 months locally here and didn't take the previous offers. And eventually, when they did decide to accept the offer, the house up north increased in value much more than the houses here where we are, and they couldn't even afford the house that they wanted anymore.
Right.
So, you know, you look like you're saving money, but it's not always as cut and dry as people try to make it. You're not saving money by not doing things the right way, and it's just, you're not.
Well, Amory, I do hope that we've given everybody here a little food for thought with this episode on our real estate podcast. First time with video Sky. And with Sky. You did a great job.
Yeah. Are you going to tell everybody how you're buying? And if you have any real estate questions or about this topic or any other topic that you'd like to see us address, please reach out to us on our Facebook page or by email or by phone. And again, all the information is on our website
at BortzRealEstateTeam.com.
Yep. So please enjoy the rest of your month. And don't forget to like our Facebook page and subscribe to our podcast and watch it for the first time, us on video on our YouTube channel.
And if you have interest in selling, we'd love to talk to you. We're not the pushy kind. We will be honest with you. Mm-hmm. We'll lay it down and you make the decision.
Right. So.
Till next time.
Yeah, we'll see you soon. Bye. God bless. God bless you. Say bye, Sky. She's waving bye. See that?
Bye, Sky.
You've just listened to the Bortz Real Estate Team podcast with your hosts, Chuck and Anne Marie. Subscribe to the podcast so you never miss another episode. Follow us on Instagram at the Bortz Team and follow us on Twitter at Bortz Real Estate. Be sure to visit BortzRealEstateTeam.com to join the conversation, read the blog, access the show notes, and reach out to us if you're interested in selling or buying a home in the greater Ocala and Denellen, Florida area. Until next time.